welcome to the show. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought it was a machine. Is this Bob?
Yes.
Hi, Bob. This is Rowena from Medical Hair Restoration. How are you tonight?
Real good, thanks.
Good. I'm just calling because you requested some information from us last year in December in regards to hair loss solutions.
Yes.
Do you have a few minutes for us to talk?
Sure.
Okay. Now, it obviously, is this still a concern of yours? Because we still haven't seen you in our office for the free evaluation yet.
Well, it's because I'm embarrassed about it.
Okay. Where's mainly your concern? Is it more of the hairline or is it the crown?
Well, strangely, unlike with most men, it starts really around the neck, and then I just lose it up to the ears, and then it's fine the rest of the way up.
Hmm. So the back of your head is being affected?
Well, up to the lower ear line.
Okay. So you're not experiencing hair loss on top, but on the back of your head?
Yeah, mostly the upper shoulders, lower neck, mid-neck, just up till the base of the ears.
Okay. Have you looked into this from the dermatologist or for your physician?
Well, I talked to my doctor on one occasion, and he said that's going to happen with chemotherapy, and I said, I've never heard of that.
Okay. Now, When was your last treatment?
Which treatment now?
Your treatment.
Oh, with you guys?
No, because what did your doctor say?
Oh, he said that happens sometimes with chemotherapy.
And that's what you had?
I guess so. He said he was doing... Well, he said he was doing some kind of therapy. I never remember all the terminology.
Yeah.
I had a backache, and I don't know. I don't even know if chiropractors are supposed to be doing that.
Wow, that sounds weird. Okay. Because, are you familiar with what we do here as far as how the procedure works?
I think a little bit. What is it again?
It's a hair transplant surgery. The reason I asked where you're experiencing the hair loss and to be specific and make sure that it is on the back of your head is because we really do treat hereditary hair loss. And with that, hair loss is just found on the top of the head. That's why, in most cases, when it's like that, we are able to use the hairs from the back of the head.
I don't think mine's hereditary. Mm-hmm. I had two moms. I didn't have a dad, but I had two moms. And they had long hair, both of them. One wore a long ponytail all of her life, and then my other mom just had a beautiful big afro.
Okay. Because for some reason, when it is hereditary hair loss, the very back of the head isn't affected. So that's how we're able to use those full and healthy hairs to transplant on top where it usually occurs.
I just want to say something real quick because I have to. My show now is over and I have to go because there's another guy coming on who's got to do
it. Is your work number?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. I tell you what, I'll call you right back.